2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Toad into DFS pros.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Allen here from the DFS Army, and I am super excited to have on the line with me Mr. Cuckoo himself, Charles Koo, the $100,000 winner from week 11 of the 2018 fantasy football season. Now, Charles, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah, how you feeling right now, $100,000 richer?
Yeah, still thinking about it.
I mean, has it kicked in yet? What were you thinking as you're watching the contest come to an end? And were you watching it? Were you staring? Break down for me what was going on in your mind.
Well, I was watching the Saints game, and then I was also going back between the Chargers game and the Raiders game. Because I was trying to fade. I was sweating against David Johnson, because the guy behind me has David Johnson.
Yeah.
So that's why I was sweating. So when that game is over and I'm still up there, I was pretty in relief.
Unreal, man. All right, so let's talk about this lineup real quick. And, of course, for anybody just tuning in, you know, Charles literally took down $100,000 in the Week 11 300K afternoon clash. That's an $8 entry. I believe I saw two. How many entries did you have in here, Charles? Two?
Two.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. All right, so the lineup had a Breeze, Smith, Thomas, triple stack, which also included Mark Ingram and Saints defense. So you had basically a Saints onslaught. And a couple of the contrarian pieces here are the ones that interest me the most. But give me an idea of how the lineup started to come together for you.
Well, I first started this from listening to one of your YouTube video about breakdown for the Saints and Eagles game. And say this might even be a blowout.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
And to use Ingram would be a good choice because he's cheap.
Or to pair him up with Saints defense, which defense, is what
yes.
you did here.
Yep. Because figure Carson Wentz go through a lot if they get blowout and there's more interception going around. So, but in order for them blowout, the Saints has to score a lot of points. So that's why I choose Breeze and stack them with the two wide receiver. I thought about Kamara, but I think he might be too popular pick. So I'll try go something a little contrarian, like two cheap running back, so like Philip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon, which is not as popular.
Gordon was more of, I would have called him like a less owned.
Because he's expensive, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe a little contrarian approach, because more often than not, one might have considered pairing Kamara with Breeze, since he's also kind of like a pass catcher. So this created a little bit of uniqueness in your lineup that I think a lot of people probably didn't have.
Yes. So I was trying to like pick one, fade the other, and I used the DS optimizer, and it gave me like Fitzgerald, Jared Cook, and that's what I put in.
That's awesome. So I love it. So what I'm hearing is this was a combination. This is, Charles, this is exactly like how we sort of dreamed up and expect and hope that people's lineups will come together. You take a little bit of what you've heard on a podcast or on a breakdown. You add in a little bit of your personal sort of approach to DFS, a fade here on some popularity there. You work it together with the DOM station, the optimizer, and let it kind of find a couple of value plays to toss in the lineup. I think my favorite spot here, and the only guy actually in this entire lineup that wasn't on my Geeks pick sheet this week as a highlighted play, which is awesome, by the way. I love that, too. I was kind of checking it out. And that's usually how our big winners come together. You kind of have, like, mostly plays that we were on and then kind of one in there that's a little bit not somebody that we were on. And that's Philip Lindsay. And I think it was a really sharp play. He was 16% owned, which for a three-game slate was really low. How'd you come to Lindsay? Was it just how much salary was left? Or, I mean, give me an idea of what brought you on to him.
The thing is, remember the news that Royce Freeman is playing, so everyone's like skeptical to play Lindsey, like half-half. So I just took a punt shot, basically.
Yeah, basically figured he was going to be low on, which he was. Everybody got off of Lindsey when Royce Freeman was announced as playing. And also because I think a lot of people in this slate, and this is the beauty of taking a contrarian defense, slightly contrarian. So the Saints defense puts you onto Mark Ingram because you're trying to pair up Saints D with Ingram. That's a comfortable pairing. And because you did that and didn't go with Chargers defense, which was a little more chalky, you know, with Chargers defense, you wouldn't have wanted a Philip Lindsay because he's obviously facing that defense and, you know, it wouldn't go together very well. So that kind of opened up the Lindsay play, I think, in this lineup.
Yes.
Very cool. So this is awesome, man. Congratulations. You got yourself a spot on the DFS Army Wall of Fame.
Thank you.
Swag bag on the way. It's awesome. You'll have it soon. I see you're physically close to where I'm located, so it won't take long. And let me ask you this: What are you gonna do with the money? Have you ever had a win this big? Because I'm looking at your account here, and it does not show experienced player at all.
No, I mean I've been playing like on and off. I just start getting seriously like since I joined the DFS Army. This is only the beginning of my second month.
Wow, so you just joined DFS Army last month?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And suffice it to say, you're pretty happy with joining the team, I would assume. Now, I don't see an experience badge here. So you've kind of been a casual daily fantasy sports player. Give me an idea of how much you play on an average weekend or how much you have up till now.
I usually play like a couple of dollars here and there just to make the game more interesting.
Yeah, so to enjoy watching the games and to watch games with a little rooting interest in mind. So not a professional player, not somebody who's making thousands of lineups every week or any of that. Just kind of throwing a lineup together, watching these games, enjoying yourself. And so I guess you're watching the morning games and you're like, all right, let's do some afternoon action here. And just kind of came across this contest and threw these two together. That's fantastic. So any plans for what to do with the money? Pay off that mortgage?
Maybe. But also probably pay off some credit card debts.
Well, I see that you're in New York, so it's not going to cover much of a mortgage, but it will definitely cover some credit card debt. Did you get a nice gift for your significant other?
Not yet until I got wired the money.
Yeah, make sure you do that. That is very, very important. Charles, this was awesome, man. So thank you so much for coming on, letting us know about this big win. We appreciate you. We appreciate your being in the group, and hopefully you're pretty much with us for life at this point, because who leaves after winning 100 grand?
Uh-huh. That's it, man. And it works. I love the ladder system. I don't know much about basketball. And I've still been winning consistently.
That is awesome. But I got to let you know on a secret. I don't know that much about basketball either, and I've been crushing it. All right, I think I'm ranked in the top 100 just because of the tools. And I approach NBA like any other DFS Army member, not like a coach or an expert or anything. I just jump in. I use the tools. I listen to the coaches. I read it. So I read what they write and the breakdowns and all of that. I play it just like anybody else. So that's awesome. Yeah, and I've been crushing too, so hopefully a lot of people have been. And that'll keep you around. It keeps you doing something when NFL ends.
Yep.
And you want to keep a little bit of action going. I might have to introduce you to MMA as well in the offseason. That's one of my favorites. Very cool. So enjoy the win.
Thank you. We're
happy for you. You did what we are all willing to do. We're all here trying to do every single week. So DFS Army members who are listening to this, guys, it can happen to you too. Charles signed up last week, made a lineup, and, you know, it just hit. And that's how it goes. Sometimes it takes years for this to happen. Sometimes it never happens. But enjoy this feeling, man. Burn it in your brain like nothing else, because it's an experience that doesn't come often. I will tell you that.
Thank you.
All right, man. Good luck, and thanks so much again for coming on the show.
And,
Thank you. We'll see you in Slack.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.